Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest Bitcoin technical analysis as we continue to correct. And quoting the high priest Bitcoin, Max Kaiser, the Sailor Plunge Protection team is busy stacking them sats. Bitcoin has a hard floor and no top. The risk reward of Bitcoin has never been better. Buyers today have the least risk owning Bitcoin that at any time in its history. We're also going to be discussing the latest Ethereum technical analysis, as well as GBTC outflows topping 358 million, but one theory suggests it's almost over. We'll also be discussing Argentina's ditching the US dollar, turning to Bitcoin in droves amid 276% inflation. I'll be breaking down this latest report. We'll also be discussing Bitcoin can soar 266% to $250,000 per coin next year if these ETF inflows maintain strong, according to Standard Chartered Bank. We'll also be discussing BitMEX's Arthur Hayes predicting Bitcoin will hit $1 million in this particular bull market cycle before this bull cycle is over. I'll be sharing the timeline. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this plus so much more in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Today is pod episode number 1587. I'm your host, JV, and it's March 22nd, 2024. We're having a bit of a correction here this morning. Right before I hit that live button, we started dipping. So let's break it down with our market watch as we do each and every day. Bitcoin down 5%, trading just above 63,400. Also, Ether down 6%, trading at $333. Solana down 10%, and not looking good for the vast majority of the alt market. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, we're currently sitting on a 2.4 trillion market cap with 115 billion in volume for the past 24 hours. The Bitcoin dominance at 51.7%. Ether dominance still on the decline at 16.5%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past 24 hours. And a quick shout out to Barack Monfils Evangelista for the super. He wrote, just picked up another 160,000 sats because they're on sale today. Well done, brother. BTFD, thank God it's Friday. TGIF, let's get it. But yeah, we have Phantom leading the pack 10%. We got Aptos 6% and ICP 6%. Very modest gains as the majority of the alts are correcting and in the red. And checking out a visual perspective on the daily, safe to say like 95% of them correcting and in the red right now. But zooming out on the monthly, y'all must have forgot, we still have witnessed a pretty massive altcoin surge. I mean, many of these meme coins up 500%, which is mind-boggling. Floki, Whiff, Pepe, and we even have SHIB up 169% on the month. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're currently at 75 greed. Yesterday, 78 extreme, 83 last week, and last month, a 78 in extreme greed. And checking out the Bitcoin halving countdown clock, the estimated halving date scheduled to take place currently April 24th. This can change, give or take a few days, because it's all depending upon the current block. Now, 33 days out, family. family and checking out the blockchain calendar or time chain calendar. We're currently on block number 835,789, and $1 is currently equivalent to 1,582 Satoshis. Not too shabby, because a week ago when we hit that all-time high, $1 could only buy you roughly 1,400 Satoshis. Now the current market cap for Bitcoin sitting at $1.24 trillion. Let's check out some of the charts and see what's popping right now. With a little astrology for men, aka technical analysis. I mean, Bitcoin was at 66,000 like an hour ago or so. We just started dumping, so more than likely a lot more outflows from GBTC. So here we go. Despite a continuous four-day streak of net outflows from the Bitcoin ETFs totaling almost 94 million, the Bitcoin price impressively climbed back to reclaim 66. That was before about an hour ago, where we just dumped now back down to 63. So in stark contrast, the BlackRock's Spot Bitcoin ETF, which is iBit, witnessed a considerable net inflow of a quarter billion yesterday, raising iBit's total net inflow to 13.32 billion. Whoa. This is slightly below the average for BlackRock, which has seen.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
272 million in inflows since its launch, January 11th. Other ETFs have not fared as well in recent days. Fidelity's FBTC, the second largest ETF, has thus far achieved an average daily inflow of 141 million, but experienced a disappointing 2.5 million in inflows just yesterday. Then we have the third largest, ARK Invest Spot Bitcoin ETF, has seen an average inflow of 41 million to date, with yesterday's inflow at 2 million. And then we have Bitwise's BitB, ranking fourth, accumulating 31 million on average, with a modest 12 million worth of inflows yesterday. So all across the board, all spot Bitcoin ETFs, including GBTC, have recorded an average of approximately 230 million in daily inflows since January 11th, as you can see in the green on this chart, brought to you by Farside, or actually this one was shared by Whale Panda. Brought to you by Farside. Now, CryptoQuant CEO provided insights in the current situation, quoting him here: Bitcoin spot ETF net flows are slowing. Demand may rebound if the price approaches critical support levels. The new whales, mainly the ETF buyers, have a 56,000 on-chain cost basis. Corrections typically entail a max drawdown of roughly 30% in bull markets, with a max pain of 51,000. And then we had Whale Panda highlighting the trend, noting yesterday's ETF flows, another negative day. That's four in a row. Honestly surprised by how big the outflows are from GBTC. Another 358 million. That makes a total of 1.83 billion in 4 days. That is mind-boggling. Whale Panda also touched on the Genesis's role, suggesting the company's in-kind sale of GBTC shares for Bitcoin might explain the large outflows without corresponding market dumps. Now, Thomas Farrer, founder of Apollo, offered a bullish perspective, quoting him here: I know it's forbidden to post anything bullish on Bitcoin ETFs right now, but I'm going to do it anyway. GBTC selling is temporary. Financial advisors and institutions have barely begun buying. 100 billion inflows are coming in the next 1 to 2 years. Patience. Then we have Charles Edwards, founder of Capriole Investments, commenting on the Grayscale situation, quoting him here: Grayscale Bitcoin ETF holdings falling off of a cliff, down 50% or about 20 billion at the current Bitcoin price. We must be days or weeks away from them slashing the fees to stop the bleeding. I think that's the key. Once they slash those fees, maybe the bleeding will stop. BlackRock holding is expected to overtake Grayscale before the halving. I mean, that's right. They have well over 200,000 Bitcoin in their possession now. Talking about BlackRock, I should say, through their custodian Coinbase. Now, although the last few days have been rather disappointing, it is worth noting that the outflows are almost exclusively from GBTC. While other investors are holding on tight to their Bitcoin investments, this means that it's only a matter of time before Grayscale's outflows stop. And even small inflows from other ETFs make a big impact without the outflows. So there you have it, crypto fam. And quoting the high priest of Bitcoin, Max Kaiser, the Sailor Plunge Protection Team is busy stacking them sats. Bitcoin has a hard floor and no top. The risk reward of Bitcoin has never been better. Buyers today have the least risk owning Bitcoin than at any time in its history. Tell them, family. So there you have it. What are your thoughts? How low do you think she'll go? And when do you think these ETF outflows from GBTC will come to a halt? Holla. Let's discuss a little Ethereum analysis, shall we? Here we go. Ether price could reach 5,400 this year, according to a technical indicator used by traders to assess whether crypto is overbought or oversold. Here we go. So Ether can surpass 5,400 in the high-risk scenario based on the Meyer multiple oscillator, which is a ratio based on comparing Ethereum's current price with its 200-day moving average. The analysis was shared by CryptoQuant verified author Bing Dang, March 21st, as you can see on this chart. Ether price can reach the upper band of this indicator, but that would be much higher than 5,400, Bitfinex analyst shared. We expect it to reach oversold condition this year based on the fact there is a cyclical behavior of the asset to oscillate between the overbought and the oversold bands of the indicator. However, this is the dynamic moving average based deviation, and the upper band may be above the 54 level, 5,400 that is, by the time the price reaches those levels. Ether's price currently trading back at 3,300, around 27% away from its all-time high, which was roughly 4,900, reached all the way back on November 16th, 2021. That's right. Now, based on the fundamental value added by the recent upgrade, DenCon, the ETH slash Bitcoin pair can reach the 2021 bull market highs, according to Bitfinex analysts, quoting them here. This could mean an approximate value of 5,900 for ETH based on the current Bitcoin market price. Again, we can expect the Bitcoin price to be higher than the current levels by this time. This level on the ETH Bitcoin ratio is reached. The potential approval of a spot Ether ETF is currently the most anticipated event that could influence Ether's short to medium term price trajectory. So I'd love to know your thoughts. Do you think the SEC will give a green light to an Ethereum ETF this year? Yay or nay? Let me know. The approval of the Ether ETF is less certain than the previous approval of Bitcoin ETFs, according to the Recharge Capital founder, John Lowe, who expects more regulatory scrutiny from the SEC. Meanwhile, the US SEC has pushed its decision on VanEck's ETF app to May 23rd. It also postponed its decision on the Hashdex and ARK 21 shares spot Ether ETFs to March 19th. Both ETF apps have a final deadline for a decision in late May. So let me know, family, how you feel that will likely play out. And how high do you think the Ethereum price action is likely to reach for this particular cycle? I'm more optimistic than a $5,200 target. I think very realistically, Ether can go anywhere from 10 to 15,000, but I want to know your thoughts, family. Holla.
There's no second best crypto asset.
But anyways, fam, next story of the day. Let's discuss these GBTC outflows, shall we? Crypto asset manager Grayscale's Bitcoin ETF has notched another day of high outflows as nearly $360 million exited the fund March 21st. But analysts think the exodus can soon come to an end. Now, GBTC's March 21st net outflows of $359 million follows a massive week of outflows, with its $642 million March 18th being the largest day on record as per the Farside investors. The latest figures bring the week's total outflows of GBTC to $1.8 billion, and on a mark, the fourth consecutive day of net outflows across all 10 spot Bitcoin ETFs. Now, senior Bloomberg ETF analyst Eric Balchunas speculated in a post that much of Grayscale's outflows could soon draw to a close, with the majority of them coming from bankruptcies of crypto firms due to their size and consistency. Quoting Balchunas here, any Gemini Genesis outflow likely buying Bitcoin with cash, hence Mark holding up the market. Takeaway, the worst is probably close to being over. Once it is, only retail will be left and flows should look more like the February trickle. There you go. Now, as of March 21st, Grayscale reported its Bitcoin trust held a total of $23 billion in assets under management and then had shed $13.6 billion since being converted into a Bitcoin ETF. That's more than half of their stash. And in line with Balchunas, anonymous independent researcher, Ergo BTC, suggests approximately $1.1 billion worth of GBTC outflows over the last few weeks appear to have come from bankrupt crypto lender Genesis. That would explain the dumpage of GBTC. As pointed out here, Genesis is back from the dead, taking down more than 16.8 thousand BTC in the last few weeks to two new addresses. Likely, these coins are primarily sourced from the GBTC outflows and resulting activity volumes and timings of funds out of GBTC and into Genesis match pretty well. Simply, there just aren't that many 2,000 Bitcoin TXs per day. So likely the GBTC outflows and Genesis inflows are related. So there you have it on that. And also February 19th, Genesis received approval from the U.S. court to begin liquidating $1.3 billion worth of GBTC shares in a bid to repay its creditors. Nearly a month prior, bankrupt crypto exchange FTX sold 22 million GBTC shares, valued at nearly $1 billion, completely liquidating all of its holdings. Thank God for that. So that the good news was the silver lining. The FTX estate has no more exposure to the GBTC. They already dumped their $1 billion worth. And it seems Genesis and these other, firms are also, coming to an end here soon. But anyways, fam, we discussed the latest with the GBTC outflows. Now let's discuss the latest out of Argentina. You know, inflation is wild out there. The headline reads, Argentinians ditching the U.S. dollar and turning to Bitcoin in droves amid 276%. Inflation. Here's the latest report. Argentines reportedly buying Bitcoin instead of the US dollar. I mean, why would you buy the US dollar if you can buy Bitcoin? Those who hoard the US dollar and treat it as a store of value, what do we call them, folks? According to Saylor, we call them poor. So to protect themselves against currency devaluation, good for them. According to Bloomberg, Argentina-based crypto exchange Lemon is seeing a large increase in Bitcoin purchases as the South American country faces an inflation rate of 276%, currently one of the highest in the world. In the week ending March 10th, the exchange recorded 35,000 transactions to buy Bitcoin. This purchase volume is double the weekly average last year. Now, other major exchanges in Argentina, such as Ripio and Belo, also see a similar trend. According to a Belo CEO, Bitcoin and Ethereum purchase volumes have so far increased by tenfold, in 2024, compared to the same period last year, while the purchase of currency-backed stablecoins fell from 70 to 60%. Quoting the report, the user decides to buy Bitcoin when they see the news that the currency is going up, while stablecoin is more pragmatic and many times used for transactional purposes as a vehicle to make payments abroad. Now, the report also says that the US dollar has lost its appeal as a safe haven asset. Preach! Over the past 2 months, as the Bitcoin dollar value rose by 60%, dwarfing the Argentine peso's 10% gain against the greenback over the same period. And according to economist Nicholas Gadano, Argentines have around $200 billion in U.S. currency savings, surpassing only the dollar holdings in the United States and Russia. But the report says locals are now using their dollar savings and making investments to protect themselves from inflation. Now, hypothetically speaking, if you lived in Argentina right now, what would you be doing? Buying Bitcoin, anybody? So yeah, the only thing that can save them, Bitcoin is the life raft. Bitcoin is the oxygen mask. Bitcoin is the hedge against inflation. Bitcoin is the hedge against deflation. Bitcoin is the insurance policy. Bitcoin is the way to unplug from the matrix. Bitcoin is sovereignty. Bitcoin represents freedom. Bitcoin represents transparency. Bitcoin is immutable. Bitcoin is borderless. Bitcoin is unconfiscatable. Bitcoin is the only non-GMO corn available on the planet. Stack your Bitcoin accordingly or forever hold your peace, family. Real talk. Welcome to the stream. But anyways, let's dive into our next story of the day. Discuss this $250,000 target, according to Standard Chartered Bank, and that would be by next year. And then we'll discuss the 1 million price prediction from the former BitMEX CEO, Arthur Hayes, just blaze. And welcome everyone just joining the stream. The headline here reads, Bitcoin can soar 266% to $250,000 per coin next year if ETF inflow stays strong, Standard Chartered says. And yes, the largest shareholder of Standard Chartered is BlackRock. Bitcoin can surge as high as 250,000, which is a quarter million next year, 2025, propelled by the success of spot ETFs and growing interest from reserve managers, according to Standard Chartered's Geoff Kendrick, who forecasted that on a note on Monday. Bitcoin next year could overshoot the analysis' original prediction, which was 200,000 by 2025, before settling back down in a range around that level. Such a stellar rise is likely if fund inflows remain as strong as they are, according to the firm. Meanwhile, support could also come from the FX reserves, a source of cash that could enter the sector as soon as this year. Quoting him again, "We think US and EU sanctions on Russia's reserves have structurally increased the appeal of non-standard reserve assets for FX reserve managers. The most obvious beneficiaries of this are gold and the CNY, but digital assets could also benefit. If they do, we would expect the largest and most liquid assets, such as Bitcoin, to receive the most of the inflows." I agree, because Bitcoin is the apex predator. So for 2024, Kendrick expects Bitcoin to reach 150,000 this year. Let me know if you agree, as sharper than expected gains so far this year have boosted his previous 100,000 estimate. The token has already climbed as much as 73% year to date, hitting a record high of 73,800 1 week ago after January's spot Bitcoin ETF approval ignited the rally. Kendrick's long argued that the funds would open crypto to a new group of investors, and now noted the net inflows have become Bitcoin's largest driver and are likely to be sticky. Also boosting the price forecast is Bitcoin's April halving, 30 days away, a recruiting event that diminishes the amount of Bitcoin awarded to the miners at the current levels. New ETF buying is worth around 2.5x the new supply and should increase to 5x. I mean, it could be 10-20x, because some days it's 10x already, family. Now, further support for the 200,000 outlook comes from the gold versus Bitcoin portfolio optimization, suggesting an 80 to 20 split between the two assets. However, current optimization stands closer to 91% for gold and 9% for Bitcoin. Who makes these silly allocations up? They should flip that in a New York minute. It should be at least 91% Bitcoin and 9% gold. Let me know if you agree with JV. But anyways, quoting the analyst again, assuming the gold price stays unchanged, the Bitcoin price would need to increase to 190,000 USD in order for Bitcoin to share the Bitcoin share to rise to the 20% indicated by our portfolio optimization. And in a separate note, he also projected higher upside for Ethereum. Not only has Ethereum's newest upgrade dramatically reduced its transaction costs, only on the second layer, family. The coin is likely to benefit from its own spot Bitcoin ETF, potentially coming from the SEC in May. Now, mixed bags and thoughts on that, because many people are not anticipating the approval, but clearly, again, BlackRock is the largest shareholder of Standard Chartered, and Standard Chartered and BlackRock clearly want this Ethereum ETF. Now, typically, BlackRock gets what they want, so that's why I want to know your thoughts. Now, borrowing from Bitcoin's trajectory, this could send Ethereum to 8,000 or even 14,000 by the end of 2024 and 2025. So let me know your thoughts on their 8,000 Ethereum prediction for this year and 14,000 next year, as well as Bitcoin smashing $250,000 per coin in 2025 as per Standard Chartered Bank. Now let's discuss our featured story of the day. BitMEX's Arthur Hayes predicts Bitcoin will hit $1 million per coin in this particular bull market cycle. Respect and shout out to Just Blaze, Arthur Hayes, and welcome everyone just joining the stream. Here we go. Arthur Hayes, co-founder of BitMEX, has made a bold prediction regarding Bitcoin's future price trajectory, suggesting Bitcoin will hit $1 million during this ongoing bull market. During an interview with Anthony Pompliano, shout out to Pompliano, Hayes expressed confidence in Bitcoin's long-term prospects, stating, "I think that Bitcoin will go to $1 million by the end of this cycle." Hayes' optimism stems from the increasing mainstream adoption of Bitcoin, as evidenced by the ease with which investors can now purchase Bitcoin ETFs with the click of a button. He further expressed belief that the current bull market is still in its nascent stages, fueled by global economic uncertainty and the resulting desire for a hedge against inflation. Quoting him again, "I don't not think people have big enough imaginations right now. Bitcoin went so fast as 70,000. Why did it go so fast as 70,000? Because a bunch of people now can click like a checkbox and buy some Bitcoin ETF. This bull market is just getting started." Let me know if you agree with that, family. 1 million bitty by the end of this cycle, which most likely could be next year, 2025, unless we get that 10-year bull run as Saylor is predicting, right? Now, notably, Hayes's prediction aligns with Kathy Wood, the CEO of ARK Invest. Shout out to Kathy Wood. Show Kathy some love, family. Who recently announced that Bitcoin could reach the 1 million mark before 2030. In fact, I covered this on the pod a few episodes ago. She is now projecting Bitcoin could hit as high as 2.3 million per coin. Wood's optimism stems from her conviction in Bitcoin's potential and the ability to reshape the global financial landscape. Moreover, we have Samson Mao, Chief Strategy Officer at Blockstream, who recently voiced Bitcoin's future trajectory, saying 1 million could be this year amidst unprecedented demand. Mao's outlook underscored the increasing demand for Bitcoin as a store of value and a hedge against inflation, particularly in the face of economic uncertainty and monetary stimulus measures. That said, Hayes's prediction comes amidst heightened volatility and fervent speculation surrounding Bitcoin. After experiencing significant price surges in the past few months and printing a new all-time high of 73,800 1 week ago, Bitcoin is facing a price recoil, mainly attributed to profit-taking, raising questions as to how low this dip will go. Let me know. Do you think 60 will hold up as support? Do you think we'll test 58, 55? Holla at your boy. Now, Pump Liano, however, weighed in on the crypto's recent drawdown during the interview with Bloomberg on Wednesday, highlighting Bitcoin's resilience in the face of recent pullbacks, emphasizing the crypto's historical context and long-term growth potential. And he makes a good point, because these dips are shorter and shorter lived, because we're in a true bull. Quoting him here, this is actually a very small drawdown in a bull market. He stated, that is true, comparing the current market correction to the previous cycles we experienced. Quoting him again, I think one of the lessons of Bitcoin over the last 3-4 years is no one knows what the future is going to be. And we have even violated some of those historical rules that people held. We had never seen Bitcoin hit an all-time high before the halving. Both of those rules got broken, and so I think we're in uncharted territory, and he makes an excellent point. Let's discuss it. The first halving of Bitcoin was in 2012. The year preceding the halving, 2013, all-time high. Next halving, 2016. The year preceding that, in 2017, we hit the 20,000 all-time high. Then, like clockwork, 2020, next halving. In 2021, we hit the 69,000 all-time high we recently just broke like a week or two ago. So, and it's always after the halving, we hit that all-time high. This time, the first time in Bitcoin history for this cycle, we hit the all-time high before the halving. I would guesstimate 45 days, 50 days before the halving. This has never been done before. So some would speculate this is unprecedented. We've never had a cycle like this. All the previous models could be broken. We'll soon see. Some would still say and argue, no, the cycles are still intact. There's always going to be 4-year cyclical cycles in Bitcoin. And it's ironic, we also have the presidential election this year, just as we had it in 2020, the year of the halving, and 2016, and so on. So ironic, coincidence, all by design, a master plan by Satoshi. I want to know your thoughts. And yeah, I shared with you Samson Mao. He's still predicting $1 million this year. In play, he's the most bullish of them all. Kathy Wood's calling for 2.3 million by 2030. We have frickin' Max Kaiser. He upped his target as well for this cycle. He's projecting anywhere from 220,000 short-term target to 750,000. He just recently upped it. And we covered that about a week ago on the podcast as well. So I want to know your thoughts. When do you feel we realistically hit six figures first and foremost? Do you think we hit 100,000 leading into the halving? Do you think it'll be post-halving? Do you think it'll be later this year? Do you think it'll be next year? And when do you feel we'll likely hit seven figures, which is ultimately 10x at the time of hitting that six-figure milestone? And just for some thought and perspective, from 50,000, 20x is $1 million. Just let that sink in. Previous cycles, we have done 10x. So what if we repeat 10x this cycle? What is a 10x times 2? That's a 20x, right? So what if we 10x 2 times? Above and beyond $1 million per coin, family. Let that sink in. When do you feel that's likely to happen? What are the catalysts that will fuel Bitcoin besides the ones that were obvious that we just pointed out, right? We know we have a halving in like 30 days. We know we're going to have a supply shock. There's only 2 million Bitcoin on the exchanges. CryptoQuant predicts that happens in 6 months, meaning there's not going to be any Bitcoin available for sale. 80% of the Bitcoin is currently in the hands of the long-term hodlers. And I don't care what the fiat equivalent is. I know I'm not selling. Are you guys selling? Quoting Max Keiser from Bitcoin Miami conference when he was on stage with Mike Saylor. I'm not freaking selling. F Elon. I'm not selling. So you already know, guys. Nipsey's not selling either. Nipsey could be Satoshi for all we know and be holding on to 1.1 million coins right now. You think he's selling? Oh, hell no. Right? Nipsey gets it. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.